Hello friends, greetings to you all and a warm welcome is extended to you from your friends here at the Voice of Melody Victoria. This is Harry Benton speaking and it is my pleasure to present for your listening enjoyment another program of Times of Refreshing. Over the past 3 weeks we have presented interesting topics on events centred around the life of Noah. Today's topic, entitled Noah's Day Today, will be the final of our 4 series with Ralph Taylor. And it is our prayer that God will touch your heart and life through our ministry today. Let's listen now and enjoy together our first musical selection entitled Wonderful Peace.
Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight was a melody sweeter than song. His celestial light strengthened unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite
In the Bible we read of 2 symbols that remind us of the mercy of God. They are the rainbow and the cross. We read of the rainbow in Genesis chapter 9 verses 12 to 17. In verse 13 God said, "My bow in the cloud shall be a token, a sign of my covenant between me and the earth." 3 things are required to make a rainbow. We need rain, stormy clouds, and sunshine. When these 3 elements of God's wonderful creation combine together, we are presented with a most spectacular sight. It is something of real beauty. The rainbow appears briefly, yet in those few moments, God is whispering through the soft glow of that spanning arch of 7 beautiful colours. But the question is, are people listening to God's voice? Do they hear his message of mercy? Friends, the rainbow reflects God's promise that he would never again judge the wickedness of mankind by a flood. Before we speak of the other symbol, the cross, there is a lovely thought to share with you on the rain, the clouds, and the sunshine. The rain reminds us of God's grace. In Matthew chapter 5 and verse 45 we read, "God sends the rain on the just and the unjust. All are recipients of his goodness. God's love alike is to all people. Through the demonstration of his love and grace, he has provided salvation for us in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ. The cloud, the dark, stormy clouds, reminds us of our sin. The prophet Isaiah, speaking to the nation Israel, says in chapter 59 and verse 2, "Your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear." Friends, sin is the black cloud that separates us from a loving, pardoning, and forgiving God. Yet, the darker the cloud, the brighter the bow. Paul reminds us in Romans chapter 5 and verse 20 that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. The sunshine. This reminds us of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Malachi chapter 4 and verse 2, he is called the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings. In John chapter 8 and verse 12, he is the light of the world. God's grace and love is perfectly seen through Christ Jesus against the dark background of our sins. Now briefly, a thought on the second symbol, the cross, that speaks of God's mercy. It is a rough, hewn cross. Its shadow is cast over all history against the backdrop of human sin. The cross promises that God's wrath will never fall on those who in faith trust Jesus Christ as their personal Saviour. Jesus bore God's wrath in our place. The cross takes the believer out from under sin and its condemnation into a place of forgiveness and acceptance. By it, the believer is cleared from all guilt and made righteous in Christ. His destiny is changed from one of eternal death and woe into one of eternal bliss and joy. And all this is made sure by the cross the moment he believes on Jesus Christ as a personal Saviour.
The days of Noah are not only historical, but they are also prophetical in their significance for our day. When the disciples came to Jesus upon the Mount of Olives, they asked him, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be? and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world, or end of the age? We read this in Matthew chapter 24 and verse 3. In response to this question, Jesus mentioned, among other signs, the days of Noah, as recorded in verses 36 and 39 of Matthew chapter 24. But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Now consider with me the account again of these days as recorded in Genesis chapter 6 and verses 5 and 6. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And then in verses 11 and 12 we read, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. For all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. My dear friends, these conditions, these very conditions, exist today. We are living in a day of extraordinary violence. Man has become cruel and ruthless and violent. Civil wars, guerrilla warfare, terrorism, purges and coups, assassinations, genocide, robberies, massacres, bashings, and rape. That is today. Our entire nation is being geared to produce a generation like unto the day of Noah, an earth filled with violence. Our children have been conditioned since birth to violence, to commit it, to accept it, and to consider it normal. We think of the carefree use of violence on television, in newspapers, in computer games, in movies, and in books, which is producing and will continue to produce a harvest of horror and brutality and crime. I believe with all my heart that God's people should take their stand against these things. Yes, it is God's desire that all believers take their stand for God as Noah did in his day, right up to the time of the flood. The behaviour and conduct of Noah's generation became so obnoxious to God that the stench of their evil ways ascended up to heaven and became an offensive odour in the nostrils of God. The earth was corrupt, and all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth, the Bible tells us. Our cities and suburbs are more and more unsafe. Night is the favourite season, but violence and crime by day now is as brazen as the midday sun. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17 and verse 26. Truly, my friends, we are living as in the days of Noah, right this very moment. There is no excuse for anyone not knowing these truths. We are warned that the Lord is coming, and we should be prepared as Noah was when the floods of God's wrath in those days came upon the earth. The Lord Jesus refers particularly to three things. The people of Noah's day were eating, drinking, and marrying. Now we know there is nothing unnatural about eating and drinking and marrying, but the Bible tells us these people were leading a life of self-centeredness and indifference to God. People were living as though judgment would never come, they were blind to the impending flood, and seemingly ignorant of the fact that the wrath of God was building up into a thick cloud of judgment that would soon burst upon the whole world and carry the whole human race into eternal damnation. The people were eating and drinking. They were not fasting and praying. They were enjoying and making pleasure. They were not worshipping and praising God. They were marrying as they chose, but were not tarrying before the Lord. There was no fear of God in their minds, nor love of God in their hearts. Recently, there was a survey taken of many different church meetings that were held in a number of different communities. It was found that there were more meetings in which food was served and entertainment provided than there were meetings for worship and spiritual nurture. It is easier, it seems, to get people to a church dinner, a church concert, or some fundraising exercise than it is to get them to prayer meetings and Bible study. The Bible tells us that this is a sign pointing to the return of our Lord. The people of Noah's day had no need of God. They laughed at the charge that without him they were eternally lost. They feared neither the Lord nor his warning, and neither did they intend to turn from their wicked ways. Their sin was their joy, their corruption was their pride, and their abominations their greatest satisfaction. These were the conditions that led to the flood. And Jesus said they would also be prevalent in the world before his return from heaven the second time. What then are we as believers to do in the light of this clear teaching from God's word? First, every believer can live for Christ no matter what the cost may be. As Noah lived for God, so we today, as the salt of the earth, as lights in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, are to be witnesses for him. By God's grace, let us mean business and consecrate ourselves unto him. Secondly, let us be more in earnest in winning our lost loved ones to the Lord and other unsaved friends throughout the nation. Even as God worked in Noah's day, he has promised to work in our day, for it is not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And thirdly, we can support gospel agencies that remain true to the Word of God, without compromising. Agencies that labour in the power of the Holy Spirit. Those who are true to God and are having a great struggle, and they need prayer and support as that day dawns and our redemption draweth nigh. How Noah ever got all the animals into the ark, I do not know. But God was with him, and he got them all into the ark in one day. We read this in Genesis 7 and verses 13 to 16. And then God closed the door behind them. The day of grace was closed. The invitation was over. The open door was shut. Now it was too late for anyone else to be saved. My friends, do you feel the tragedy? The tragedy of that closed door? The ark was the only provision in the whole wide world for people to be saved. But the door was closed. It will be like that in a near future day when the Lord Jesus calls his people home. Then once more the door of grace will be closed. My dear listener, if you are not saved, surely there is no hope for you. If the righteous scarcely be saved, where will the sinner and ungodly appear? There is a day of judgment coming, just as there was in Noah's day. But there is a way of escape, through the ark which is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is only as you are in him that you will be protected from the storm of God's wrath. I implore you, Don't delay one moment more, but receive Christ as your Saviour today.
How is your heart, my friend? Is it disturbed within? Seems like there's no way out. Troubled with fear and doubt, then why not turn to Him and set your life free from sin? Your heart just seeks release, God's love and perfect peace. Then all life's trials will dim, as out of your life goes sin, and lonely paths that you trod, you'll now share with God. So give Him your heart today, there's nothing more to say. Believe it's the only way, so choose God today. Then all life's trials will dim, as out of your life goes sin, and lonely paths that you trod, you'll now share with God. So give Him your heart today, there's nothing more to say. Believe it's the only way, so choose God today. Believe it's the only way, so choose God today. Oh yes, it's the only way.
Friends, there is an important question we must leave with you for your consideration. It is in Job chapter 22, verses 15 to 18. Listen. Hast thou marked the old way which wicked men have trod, which were cut down out of time, whose foundation was overflown with a flood, which said unto God, Depart from us? And what can the Almighty do for them? Yet He filled their houses with good things. These soul-searching words are written to remind us, for each of us to consider, to call to mind. In their willful rejection and turning away from God's mercy and His matchless love, the people of Noah's day perished in the folly and foolishness of their pernicious ways. Heed the warning, my friends. Mark the old way which wicked men have trod. Take heed, for the coming again of our Lord Jesus is very near. He is coming for all who have received Him into their heart and life. Are you prepared for His soon return? Are you ready to meet Him as your Saviour? If you are not, then in the words of Luke chapter 12 and verse 40, we say to you, Be ye also ready, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour as ye think not.
Open your heart and let Him in. God will remove all your sorrow and sin. He may not pass your way again. So open your heart and let Him come in. Take His hand, take His nail-scarred hand. Let Him show you will be your dearest friend. Open your heart and let him come in.
As we close our time of fellowship with you, we remind you that today's program has been recorded on cassette and is available upon request, free and postpaid. You may obtain your copy by writing to us at this address: Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale 3140. When writing, please mention this number: 1132. If there are listeners who missed hearing the three preceding programs of our series on Noah, we are pleased to make them available also, free and postpaid. When requesting the series, simply ask for programs 1129 to 1132. 1129 to 1132. Our mailing address again is Times of Refreshing, Post Office Box 66, Lilydale 3140. Today's broadcast has been a radio missionary outreach of the Christian Brethren Assemblies of Victoria and is made possible by God's provision through His people. We thank you, friends, for your listening support, and we have enjoyed your company today. Now, till next we meet, this is Harry Venton for the Voice of Melody team, wishing you God's richest blessing. Goodbye for now, and remember, keep looking up.